patterns of our society are being disrupted.
Raising to a new level.
The young may develop the marauding habits of the underworld. Today, Americans of every age are in need of an essential part of community life.
The Vince Wild Show.
Well, it's Easter, and that means that people are cooking. And one of the things that really bugs me is when somebody is a blogger and they submit one of their cherished recipes to a website like All Recipes or, you know, one of those sites where you can, hey, check out this recipe. And they have to start out with a five-page dissertation about how this was Grandma Ethel's favorite recipe. And then they go and recant about that one winter day where it was during the Great Depression and they invented this recipe out of necessity and want, and the price of sugar was through the roof, and nobody needs to know all that. Just do your recipe, submit it, and let people try it. One of the chief complaints people have with recipe hunting on the internet is the fact that people do this. They don't just get to the recipe itself, and you're left with a mess of pages, and it's just frustrating. The other thing is, keep in mind that not everybody can get to a gourmet food store where they have oddball seasoning. Essence of Angel's Teardrops is not something that everybody can get, and you might want to avoid stuff like that. Also, not everybody can get things like fresh ground, you know, exotic herb of the Orient. Sometimes you need to substitute. If you're going to add these seasonings, leave people an option. Give them an out. Hey, in case you can't get this, try this as an alternative. Now, a lot of people, especially in the middle to upper middle class, especially the upper middle class, it doesn't occur to them that there are people who don't have money, which is tragic because, it's something you should really consider. But they make a recipe and then they pick a cut of meat that is completely unaffordable for a pretty good chunk of the population. Bear that in mind. Don't start adding other ingredients that are going to make it even more expensive to make. Remember, these people are cooking at home for a reason. If they could afford that ridiculous expense, they might just go out to a nice restaurant and, you know, eat out, because it's a lot less work and they can find those rare herbs. I like to simplify when I cook. Simplify. Boy, I'm really having trouble with the English language today. And I don't like when someone puts out a cookbook and there's just like an ingredient they think everybody knows what it is. If it's not cinnamon, if it's not salt, if it's not pepper, if it's not oregano, if it's not basil or thyme or rosemary, then you should probably elaborate on what it is and where you find it. Because not everybody's going to be able to get that stuff. You know, I know I had a cookbook. I don't remember who it was from. I had a cookbook. It was from a well-known chef. Not Gordon Ramsay, because he's a little bit more down-to-earth about this kind of thing. And there was this one ingredient. And I called around looking for it, because I really wanted to make this dish. Don't ask me what it is. I don't remember. Half the places I called didn't know what it was. The other half said, oh, we can't get that. When I went on Amazon to look it up, it became apparent that a lot of people can't get it. And the end result was that I couldn't use the ingredient. And I thought to myself, does this pinheaded chef, who I once respected and no longer do, understand that if you're going to write a cookbook for your fans, you have to consider that not all of them are located in a place similar to yours, or may not have the money to spend on certain ingredients. You know, if you have to go on Amazon and pay, you know, $65 for a shaker's worth of some, you know, unusual herb or spice, maybe you're not really thinking about your entire target demographic. So some cooking advice from me today. Happy Easter. And if you got a great recipe, share it, but keep it simple. Flavor doesn't have to be complex. And that's the big thing that people think is they have to spend all day in the kitchen busting their butt for people who will say, hey, this ain't bad. Really? This ain't bad? Think about that term for a minute. This ain't bad. Well, that doesn't mean it's good. Oh, this is above average. Thanks for the compliment. I appreciate it. I used to be the kind of guy that got wound up about news and politics and the shape of the world. And I had an aha moment that I'm not sure a lot of people have, that I think more people should have. And the aha moment was, wait a minute, when did this become a topic for discussion? I mean, think about that for a minute. Some of the issues that have been popping up in the news, and you're probably like me, you said, wait a minute, where the hell did that come from? Since when did plastic straws become the number one issue of the country? You've got companies proudly boasting, we're ending the use of plastic straws. Yeah, but the last I checked, the six-pack plastic rings are still available, most of which are not biodegradable. Did I miss something? I mean, did I sleep through something? So here are the plastic straws. Now there are some people out there that are clearly activists about whatever the latest buzzword is, and it happens to be plastic straws right now, so that's, I guess, what we're going to be doing. But here's the thing. And this is what I mean, when did that become a topic of discussion? When were you at the office, hanging around the water cooler, and Bill came over and said, hey, you know what the problem is? Them friggin' plastic straws. Really think about this for a minute. Has this conversation ever actually happened to you? Now, to every single person that's listening, the majority of you, I imagine, if not all, are saying, no, that conversation has literally never happened. Okay. But suddenly it was on the news. Like, everybody in America, all of us, were sitting around just completely mind blown that plastic straws were still in use. Now, I'm not talking about you Greenpeace people. You're a different breed altogether. I'm talking about average Joe and Jane lunch pail. The people that clock the 9 to 5 or even the 4 to 11 or 3 to 12 or whatever it is. When is the last time you were in the break room? And, you know, yeah, them plastic straws, oh, ruining my life. Most people, most average Americans, are trying to figure out how they're going to balance their checkbook, if they can afford the car payment this month, you know, whatever it is families deal with on a day-to-day basis. Not plastic straws. This conversation was not happening anywhere. Nobody was having this conversation. Literally, nobody. But it popped up on the news. And what I want to ask is, don't you wonder why that happens? Is it possible that 80% of the issues that they're covering in mainstream media right now, whether it's Fox, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, Associated Press, NPR, any of them, is it possible that we weren't discussing them? Is it possible that somebody planted them in the public dialogue and then watched us go at it like Crips versus Blood? Because without them injecting, hey, plastic straws, none of us would have thought of that on our own. The majority of us wouldn't have thought of that on our own. We would have bought our Coke, we would have had our plastic straw, we'd have moved on with our lives. But when somebody started painting the picture, hey, you know, they found a sea turtle and its shell literally grew around a plastic straw and it was tragic. And then we're like, well, that really sucks. Sea turtles are cool. And then we hear more stories about it because, of course, the story starts as a mention and then it blows up and it's all we hear for like a month. Starbucks is getting rid of plastic straws. Hey, now this company is getting rid of plastic straws. It becomes the issue. Like, first it's planted, and then suddenly we're hearing about it all the time, and we suddenly feel like we need to take a side. And what happens when we take a side? Division. See where I'm going with this? How has this not occurred to anybody? If you weren't talking about the issue for the last 6 months at least, before it made the news, then it's safe to assume this is not a story that the news was on top of. This was a story that the news said, hey, this is something people could argue about. Boom, there it is on TV, and we all get divided again like Crips versus Bloods. Really, America, think about this. You want to know why I'm chaotic neutral? This is why. Where did plastic straws come from? And I don't want to hear from you nature pinheads, okay? I'm sure you've been on the plastic straw bandwagon for the last 17 years. I'm talking about average Mr. and Mrs. American. The people that do all the hard working and sweating and bleeding and toiling in this country. If you were not having this conversation, why is it suddenly now your issue? Don't you mind somebody shoving this stuff down your throat and forcing you to take it on as your personal issue? I don't like it at all. I do not like it at all. Shove that stuff right up your butt. I don't want it. I don't want to partake in anything that makes me hate my neighbors. I'm at a point now where if somebody starts bringing up politics, I'm like, no, I don't want to hear it. And they're like, why? And I'm like, because I don't want to know what your personal opinion is on the cesspool that is known as politics. Man's way of problem solving, which seems to only create more problems. We can do better. That's why I keep saying reject the system. People are like, you're not rejecting, you're just wimping out. No, I'm literally saying F you and your politics too. Because look what it's doing to us. I have lost lifelong friends. Lifelong friends. Because somebody did a plastic straw story. Literally. And we got into a fight over it. Not necessarily the plastic straw story, but other stories that appeared in the dialogue the same way. I've had enough. And if you haven't had enough, what's it going to take?
Patterns of our society are being disrupted.
Raising to a new level. The Vince Wild Show.